This episode of the Desperate Hours is a rebroadcast of the July 14th, 2022 episode. Enjoy! One Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, we'll be celebrating Associate Producer Darlene Lacey's birthday a few days early. Whole bunch of stuff candy related and an interview coming up roughly 5 minutes into the second hour as we celebrate the release of her books, Necco, An Epic Candy Tale, and Necco, The Archive Collection, An Almost Lost History of the New England Confectionery Company. That'll be coming up, plus her website and Instagram page, The Candy Wrapper Museum, as well as a Facebook page. And I'll be plugging that all night. And I got a fair amount of input from Joe Lacey on stuff I wouldn't have thought of, and I didn't want to really do the same old thing. So hopefully you'll dig it. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Oh, respect with girls either. You know? There was one girl I met. She told me I reminded her of someone who used to bother her.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I woke up and you were gone again. You left before I remember when. You called me lazy, guess I was back then. You were crazy, you'd been drinking gin. Left for good, wound up in a pen. And I drug you back home again. Just a 1 month prior, when you went for hire, we needed money and had just been fired. Searched for work, you called me a liar. Bills piled up and the debt grew higher. Said you were leaving, got a flat tire, and I drug you back home again. Why, oh why must you treat me mean? You know you're the best I've ever seen. Never let another in between. Me and your love, my sweet darling. Days to months to years, it seems, since you've gone away. Set me free. Maybe you found a replacement for me. I've been done wrong, I do decree. So I wait for the ring when you're asking me to drag you back home again. Another night, another beer. I can't stop drinking when you're not here. My withered eyes will shed another tear. Over me and your love, my sweet dear darling.
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
at 6:15 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. The 7th annual candy-coated Desperate Hours. What did I call it? Yeah, there we go. Oh, well. This is... anyway, it's the 7th annual Darlene Lacey birthday episode, and I got a bunch of stuff. It's going to be almost all candy themes. I got a couple of really weird songs coming up in the Apocalypse Now drops. Doesn't sound too bad so far. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the evening. You just heard Bow Wow Wow, and I Want Candy from the album of the same name, 1982 on RCA Victor. Before that, Country Fried with Darlene from the Nowhere No More CD. I believe it was self-released 2004. Well, that's Diabolics with Chocolate Ice from the Three Fur Burgers and a Chili Dog to Go CD. Came out in 2000 on Vinyl Japan. And we kicked off the set and the show with the Countdown 5 with Candy, a previously unreleased acetate recorded in 1967. I got off the compilation Psychedelic States Texas in the 60s, Volume 1. Came out on Gearfab. Unsure the date on that. Coming up in the second hour, around 7:05, will be my interview with Darlene Lacey, where she will discuss the Candy Wrapper Museum, the release, the recent release of her two books, Necco and Epic Candy Tale, and Necco, the almost lost history of the New England, the archive. Anyway, I usually write stuff down because I don't remember. And I don't know. Here we go. An almost lost history of the New England Confectionery Company. Anyway. You can tell I'm on pins and needles right now. Hey, you know, I've been doing this almost, I don't know, probably 30 out of the last 40-something years. You wouldn't know it. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Sweet, sweet candy. folks. I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Now gather around, the Candyman's here. Now what do you want, sweet chocolate, gumdrops, lollipops? You can have anything your little heart desires. Yes, indeed. Cause I'm the Candyman.
Who can make a sunrise?
Who can make a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with dew.
Sprinkle it with dew.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two.
The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
Oh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie.
The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
Oh, the Candyman can.
Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good. The Candyman makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious.
Talk about your childhood wishes, and you can even eat the dishes. Who can take tomorrow?
Who can take tomorrow?
Dip it in a dream.
Dip it in a dream.
Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream.
The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
Oh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
And eat the dishes. Who can take tomorrow?
Who can take tomorrow?
Dip it in a dream.
Dip it in a dream.
Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream.
The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
Oh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good. Candyman, hey Candyman. Candyman, hey Candyman.
I'm the Candyman.
Are my methods on sound?
Sonny! Yesterday my wife was here with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and you really ease the pain. The dark days are gone, the bright days are here. My sonny, one time so true. Sonny, one so true. You brought my way. I know you gave me your all and all. Now I'm feeling 10 feet tall. Sonny, one so true. I love you. Sonny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sonny, thank you for the fact for me to see. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when you held my hand. Sonny, one so true, I love you. Ah, Sonny, the stream that flows with grace. Now you're my farm, a major fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Johnny, one, two, two. I love you. Baby, I love you. Oh, honey, I love you. Don't you know mommy loves you?
I don't see any method at all.
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan Go-Go, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo Alex Piendez on 91.5 WMFO Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
Oh yes, it was a Friday that we had made a date. I only had till Monday, and it was getting late. The big weekend, the biggest one I've ever had. Big weekend, it really made me feel so glad. Just to think that I should chance to meet someone who'd make my life complete. Big weekend, yeah, big weekend. On Saturday together, we lingered in the park, watching monkeys in the zoo, till after it got dark. And later we went calling and had a nice time too. When at last I got to home for a kiss or two. Big weekend, the biggest one I've ever had. Big weekend, it really made me feel so glad. Just to think that I could chance to meet someone who'd make my life complete. Big weekend, yeah, big weekend. We saw a movie Sunday and then went out to eat. On the way we window shopped while walking down the street. And later in a taxi when no one else could see, you gave me another kiss and said that you loved me. Big weekend, the biggest one I've ever had. Big weekend, it really made me feel so glad. Just to think that I could chance to meet someone who'd make my life complete. Big weekend, big weekend. Biggest one I've ever had.
Oh yeah, it's 6:32 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that if you are among the 1 in 3 adults with diabetes or pre-diabetes, understanding the disease can be a challenge. Free information from the federal government's National Diabetes Education Program can be a big help. Just call 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. One call, one click, 1-888-693-NDEP or www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Sugar Daddies here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me explain away the second set of the evening. Backing me up is Herb Alpert. It's credited to him, the Clock Gum Shuffle. This one's Cinnamon. The first one, first talk break was Fruit Punch from the 1968-66 ad campaign, courtesy of the Candy Wrapper Museum. You can follow them on Instagram, check it out, and also on Facebook, the Candy Wrapper Museum. Check it out. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. Just heard Rod Rogers in the Swingin' Strings. And something I normally close this annual broadcast with, Big Weekend, from a compilation called House of Japan. For that, Georgie the Greek Elvis Manus with Oriental Rock, 1961 on Gizmo. I actually inherited this record. Somebody had to die for me to get this and left it to me. Anyway, before that, the second part of the, Golden Throats, double hit, or double shot. Moms Mabley from 1969 and her version of Sunny, 1969 on Mercury. Well, that's a trilogy. And Candyman, that was something Joe Lacey turned me on to. The Candyman from an LP called The Two Sides of the Trilogy. Unknown date on that, but it was put out by Strange Productions. And we kicked it off with Larry Finneran and Candy Lips, a single put out on Old Town in 1961. A couple of sets will be past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. And we'll have an interview with Darlene Lacey, roughly about 28 minutes, where she discusses her books, Echo, an epic Candy Tale, and Necco, the Archive Collection, an almost lost history of the New England Confectionery Company, which was recorded last Tuesday. Anyway, let's get back into it. Got a Todd Farm find for this one. I got a bunch of really neat singles, really good condition. And this one is new to me anyway. So check it out. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
You're listening to the king of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Piendez, on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
On her nose, her hair is light and sandy. Penelope Candace is her name, but we call her Penny Candy. She doesn't know what a nickel is. She's got no use for dollars. There's always a penny in her hand and a licorice on her collar. She's the sweetest girl in town. The little boys think she's a dandy. But their monkey shines don't bother her while she's eating penny candy. Penny candy, she eats that messy kind. Penny candy, she eats it all the time. Up the neighborhood, her little face is always glowing. And when she's in a hurry, we all know where she's a-going. It's to the little corner store that's awful close and handy. Then once again, her happy face is black with penny candy. Penny candy, she eats that messy kind. Penny candy, she eats it all the time. She's always got a smile for you if you should ever meet her. And with candy on her face, her smile is a little sweeter. Penelope Candace is her name, and she likes that fine and dandy. But if you want to see her dimple show, just call her Penny Candy. Penny Candy, she eats that messy kind. Penny Candy, she eats it all the time.
I'm gonna give you the time of your life, baby.
There was a
Okay, it's 6:48 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Just heard Grease Trap with Candy Kisses from the compilation Bubba Palooza Volume 1, Chronicle of the Redneck Underground. Came out on Sky Records in 1995. I've had this a while. Hats off to Chris Kip Shepard if he's listening. He turned me on to that a long time ago. For that, something I played a couple of weeks ago, but appropriate, obviously, for tonight's show. Jim Reeves with Penny Candy, 1954 on the Abbott label. For that, the Mile Ends. Hats off to the Lacys for this particular one. The Mile Ends, they have the Bottle Up and Gold Mile Ends. And Candy Man, originally released on the Fifth Estate label in 1966. I got off an EP in Y2K on Sundays. Then we kicked it off with a Todd Farm find. Jack Carone and Candy's Always Handy, 1969 on Capitol. Never ceases to amaze me. Finding like really obscure nuggets on really, really, really large major labels. I find it to be quite cool. Anyway, coming up in about, 16 minutes or 18 minutes or so, will be my interview with Darlene Lacy, where she talks about the Candy Wrapper Museum and her two books, Necco, An Epic Candy Tale, and Necco, The Archive Collection and Almost Lost History of the New England Confectionery Company. And as I mentioned in the last talk break bed, it took me about a half an hour to get untracked. You follow Candy Wrapper Museum, Dynamite Graphics, which the books came out on, Joe Lacy, illustrator, and of course, Darlene Lacy, author, all on Instagram. Check it out. And, throw me a bone. Desperate Hours are on there, too. Check that out. This next set will take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
The B and A push to the count of two. Cross your arms in front of your chest, wrap your fingers around your forearms, push in toward your elbows on the count of one, and release on two. One, two. Ready? Begin. Push, release. Push, release. Hold and release. Push, release. Hold that contraction and then release. Push, hold, push, and hold. One, two, one, two. Hold it and release. Push and push. Hold and relax. One, two, one, two. Push, release. One, two, one, two. One, two, one, two. Hold and release. Push and push. Hold and release. Push and out. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Push and release. Hold and release. Push, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, push, release, push, release, push, release, hold and relax. One, two, one, two, one, two, one more time, push and stop.
Now for something completely different. Yeah,
I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
Paperback writers.